Jerry Bader Show 1036. Everybody has a favorite Robin Williams movie. I see What Dreams May Come, I struggled with. Now I have to go back and watch it. Several are recommending that. What are the other ones? Patch Adams, hard to argue with that. Good Will Hunting and Dead Poets Society, hard to argue with those. I would go with Mrs. Doubtfire, but I wouldn't disagree with anybody's pick, really. That and the episode of Law & Order SVU where he was Merritt Rook. And One Hour Photo, he played a great psycho. All right, on to other things. I mentioned recently that there is not, in my mind, a passion among the conservative base on the immigration issue that there was when this first reached a flashpoint 7 years ago. And I took calls on that, and there were people had all different reasons why they believe that's the case. But it is, I think it's undeniable that Americans aren't as outraged by the concept of amnesty as they were 7 years ago. Maybe it's like gay marriage and they just feel the battle is lost. I don't know. I haven't mentioned this on the air recently, but back in 07, when this show was deep in the middle of that debate here in Wisconsin, I mentioned repeatedly that my wife, whose father was Filipino, came here legally and was proud to become an American, took an quote-unquote American name. He was Juan in the Philippines and became John, and took great pride in going through the process. This is a huge sticking point for my wife, because her father came here legally and made a good life for himself. And you hear that as a throwaway line. Well, it's not fair to those who follow the rules to have someone else go to the front of the line, to the point where it has become a cliche. Today, the Wall Street Journal has an editorial piece that it posted online last night from a physician named Manmeet Singh. Manmeet Singh practices medicine in Fayette, Mississippi. He is not from Fayette, Mississippi, as you might or might not guess from his name. Lament of a Legal Alien. This is a brilliant piece. I want to share it with you because it's a reminder of what the debate about illegal immigration is, or at least should, be all about. My desire to come to the United States was born out of ambition, not desperation. I stood in every line there was, beginning at the U.S. Embassy in my native India, and then here, filled out every form that needed to be filled out, and made copies and certified copies of all the documents that were needed to prove that I was who I said I was. At every point, I was warned that if I lied or falsified information, or tried to find work other than the job I was authorized to do in the U.S., there would be serious consequences. In particular, I was warned about the rather grave repercussions if I chose to stay here illegally. I was impressed with the United States laws and those who enforced them. I felt that if I had to stand in line, so did the others, and that the process was fair to everyone. I did a whole lot of waiting, filled out lots of forms, got photographed and fingerprinted, and waited some more to be called a legal alien physician. I have been here for 7 years and have been married to a U.S. citizen for a little over 3 years. The reason I'm still on a visa is that I signed a clause with the U.S. government that said that I would work in a medically underserved area for a total of 3 years after my medical residency training here, and that I wouldn't be able to wiggle out of this commitment even if I married a U.S. citizen. So in other words, because he made a commitment that he would work in an area underserved by doctors, even though he is now married to a U.S. citizen, he still doesn't have a green card because of the commitment that he made. My wife and I often joke, he goes on, that if I came here illegally and married her, then I would at least have had a green card by now. Such laughs aside, over the past 2 years, I've watched the immigration debate with fascination and a sense of utter helplessness. The helplessness stems from the fact that as a legal alien, I have absolutely no voice in this discussion. People like me do not represent a vote bank, and politicians assume correctly that I will continue to work diligently and not question the laws in place. People in my situation also probably represent the most law-abiding segment of the population. Any skirmish with the law, even one not involving violence, can result in a loss of working privileges and possible deportation. A recent New York Times article about how legal immigrants' applications are being stalled because the officials who process files are overwhelmed with applications for deportation deferrals with a stinging slap in the face, was a stinging slap in the face, to all of those who chose to do the right thing and get here by following the rules. Kind of a long, clunky sentence, but I want to read it again. A recent New York Times article about how legal immigrants' applications are being stalled because the officials who process files are overwhelmed with applications for deportation deferrals was a stinging slap in the face to all those who chose to do the right thing and get here by following the rules. What is really surprising is that in a nation that prides itself on being a nation of laws, let me interrupt. We used to, Dr. Singh, we used to. A nation that prides itself on being a nation of laws, the enforcers of the law are told to deliberately look away when it comes to illegal immigration. Also, the politically correct term now is undocumented rather than illegal. I, for one, after being fingerprinted, photographed, inquired about in detail every time I re-enter the U.S., know for sure that being undocumented is illegal. As an alien, I have always been and always will be extremely grateful for the education that I have received and the opportunity to work and live in the U.S. In return, I've been a good citizen. Well, not exactly a citizen. Paid my taxes, paid immigration attorneys, and stayed on top of the paperwork. I have done so because I realize how important this legal process is, and I have nothing but respect and reverence, not deference, reverence for the law of the land. As the debate in Washington and the media centers on the plight of willful wrongdoers, America's reputation as a nation of laws and as a nation of immigrants is at stake here. Making the law-abiders feel discounted, but not have rested well with the founding fathers. Again, Dr. Singh practices internal medicine in Jefferson County, Mississippi. And there have been stories all over the country of people in highly skilled professions such as his who, for some stupid reason or another, face deportation. When low-skilled laborers, I have no idea where waivers came from. When low-skilled laborers or virtually no-skilled laborers come here, we are supposed to understand, well, they just want a chance. They just want an opportunity. They just, you know, they just want to come here to the land of opportunity. So does Dr. Singh. And this is the thing that has become a throwaway line. The people that follow the rules. It is a slap in the face to them. But nobody's going to feel sorry. I shouldn't say that. No liberal is going to feel sorry for someone who practices internal medicine. He's going to have a lot of money and he doesn't understand what it's like to be afraid at night in the country. Well, okay. No, he didn't come here out of desperation. He came because he wanted to practice, he wanted to learn medicine and practice medicine in America. And because that was that precious, that important to him, he was willing to do it by the rules. You want to talk about two Americas. The Americas where the educated and the professionals are the first to get booted. But we want to have an open door for those who just want to walk on through. This is so bass-ackwards. It's just unbelievable. Now, I do want to say this before departing this topic. It should be easier for everyone to get here. But I don't have a problem with some skill set, some opportunity to have meaningful employment. A friend writes, "Yes, Alice, we have fallen a long way down the rabbit hole." It's 10:46.
The Jerry Bader Show.